With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has told the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza comes to an end. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration knows Netanyahu does not want Palestinians to have their own state.
This is not a new comment by Prime Minister Netanyahu. We obviously see it differently. We believe that the Palestinians have every right to live in an independent state with peace and security. And the president and his team is going to continue to work on that.
In a news conference, a defiant Mr. Netanyahu vowed to press on with the offensive in Gaza until complete victory, the destruction of Hamas, and the return of the remaining Israeli hostages, adding that it could take many more months. Some of the families of the children killed in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre are calling for the prosecutions of the law enforcement officers who failed to protect their children from a gunman in May of 2022.
At least six police officers, including the school police chief, were fired. But for mother Kimberly Mata Rubio,
do right by the victims and survivors of Robb Elementary,
more need to be held accountable, as heard on KSAT TV.
Terminations, criminal prosecutions.
Attorney Josh Koskoff represents the families. He says the police paused because
they were scared because they're human beings.
And says something's missing from the Justice Department report, like how the 18-year-old gunman was able to get two assault weapons and ammo.
Where's the government investigation on how this kid got this firepower?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congress has sent President Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. On Wall Street, the Dow by 201 points. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. has released its annual World Watch List.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top 10 on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide amongst Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measure is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. The most radical abortion groups oppose all viability language in legislation. This is SRN News. New data show Mississippi has the highest rate of preventable deaths in the U.S. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to state health officials, Mississippi ranks at the bottom of virtually every health care indicator and at the top of every health disparity. According to a report by the Mississippi State Medical Association, the state ranks worst for infant mortality, with black infants nearly twice as likely as whites to die. The state's obesity and diabetes rates remain among the nation's highest. Experts say one way to improve health outcomes is to increase access to health care coverage for working-class Mississippians. I'm Norman Hall.
Colombian prosecutors say three people have been jailed in the kidnapping and killing of a Hmong American comedian and activist who was found dead near Medellin after going out to meet a woman he reportedly met on social media. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.